It's Monday, February the 2nd. You're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. This week, you're listening to the Winter Wonderstorm Edition.
Super Bowl 2 as well.
That's not the important thing here.
Yeah, absolutely. The Swamp Crocodiles are playing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Against the Americans.
I think they're playing as we speak.
Yeah, they are. What's the halftime score, bros? Who's the halftime performer? Is it Katy Perry?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Katy Perry.
I thought it was Taylor Swift.
I wish it was Bruno Mars again.
Oh,
he's a good performer. He was last year.
He did Treasure.
Treasure.
So yeah, we're obviously watching the game right now. Obviously.
Totally.
Obs.
There's a ball, and it's being footed around.
Yep. Hopefully the Patriots didn't let the air out of the ball.
Oh.
Oh, zing, topical.
Ding.
Is that the joke? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Bill Nye did a whole thing about that.
Were you here when I said that last week?
Yeah, I don't pay attention, man. Okay. I don't know.
At least he's honest.
Like, I mentioned that whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did. I remember that as I was using it in discussion the other day.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, the reason people watch the Super Bowl, let's be honest, commercials.
Commercials. 100%.
Totally related to my first pick of the week. Here we go. The first big Super Bowl drop was the Jurassic Park trailer. It was out.
Extended trailer.
Yes.
So what new things did we see in this trailer, Vince?
Opposable thumbs.
Oh yeah, that dude got grabbed.
Yeah, this guy, the new dinosaur that they genetically modified is the Supersaurus, has opposable hands. That means he can play video games and grab you.
Totally. I'm into that.
Yeah. And we also saw Chris Pratt, aka Star-Lord, just, you know, hanging out and training out his Raptor Bros.
Yeah.
Wow. He's training raptors.
Wow. That's even cooler than when he was riding with them.
Oh, wait. He was riding them in the Tris trailer, too?
Oh, he was.
He was.
He just had to do it. No, my favorite thing was the homage to the two children in the car.
Oh, and then they're crushing through the bubble. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still forget how they get out of that in the original Jurassic Park.
What? The T-Rex goes to bite them.
Yeah.
And then it just pushes the glass down. And then they're holding the glass up while the T-Rex's snout is on it. And then I think the doctor, Sam Neill,
distracts them.
He's the flare. He's like, hey, over here. Oh. And then he throws the flare, and then it goes to the near the washrooms, and it knocks over where that guy's pooping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, he does eat the...
The guy in the poop chamber, yeah.
This is disgusting. That's so unsanitary.
I don't know. The scene that I always remember is like the one where that girl's keeping quiet in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's the big scene, yeah.
The scene that I remember is the one where they're in the car, and Jeff Goldblum's in the back because his foot was bitten. Uh-huh. So they're in the truck and they're running away from the T-Rex. And then they adjust the mirror and it says things may be closer than they appear.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
That was smart.
He's like, drive faster. And then also that scene where like the Laura Dern is in the electrical place and then the hand falls and you think it's Samuel L. Jackson's hand. She's like, oh my God, thank God you're here. And she pulls the hand and it's just like...
It's just a hand.
It's just a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jurassic World.
Man, I want to go watch Jurassic Park again.
I do too. I need to watch them Blu-ray.
Do we need to watch all the Jurassic Park?
No!
Actually, the second one's my favorite.
It's not mandatory viewing.
But the second one's so good.
It's
because the raptors kill everyone.
Obviously, the third one is not.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Anything else you want to say on Jurassic World?
I can't wait to see it.
I just want to see how he's going to utilize his dinosaur bros. Like, other than looking cool.
I hope he utilizes them like a Power Rangers team.
Like he's got mad strats.
Yeah.
I hope they have a roll call.
A pose? And they got, like, a colored smoke explosion?
I hope they combine.
Oh, yeah. Super Raptor Bros.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be into that.
Their tails are just intertwined.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then Chris Pratt is the body. Like, he's the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope he, like,
stands
out like, like a star, and then they all bite onto a limb.
There's only three of them.
No, there's four of them.
I thought there's four.
I thought there's three.
I guess there's three.
Maybe in the training scene, there was only three.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
don't know.
Blaine, you want to pick up with another movie trailer?
Yeah, the other movie trailer I watched this week was Fan-Fortastic.
There we go. Oh, yeah, I forgot the pose
right in the middle. There we go.
That's what I like to hear.
So what we see here is basically their same origin story. He introduces all the characters, and then they get into these chambers, and they get irradiated somehow. And then they're in the middle of the city, and then bam, they all become the Fantastic. You don't really see any of their powers except for Johnny Burning,
and
then the thing coming out of like this rock formation.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing about this is that is Johnny Storm and Sue Storm, are they still brother and sister? Because Johnny Storm in this is black, and Sue Storm is not, and she looks suspiciously like Anna Paquin, but.
Yeah, they're not twins like originally, right? They're just brother and sister.
I think they're brother and sister. Okay. Just the brothers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks exciting. I always loved the Fantastic Four, and I mean, the fact that, you know, Chris Evans not in it will lose some points. So, but I mean,
every movie he's not in,
I can deal.
Yeah, looks. I think I like it because if I didn't see the title, I wouldn't think it's a comic book movie.
I hope that they fight the Mole Man.
Oh, no. I hope it's Doom.
Mole Man.
Okay. It's Galactus.
No. Like right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the bat. Ultimate, or what is it? Something Nullifier? What's that thing?
Pew, the Ultimate Nullifier.
Yeah.
So that's this year, too? This movie?
I think so.
This Fantastic movie?
Fan-Fortastic,
yeah. Fan-Fortastic?
Was it summer?
Yeah.
No, it's after. I think it says... like July? 7-8. So, I don't know if it's July 8th or August 7th.
Oh, yeah. July. Americans are weird on that.
I'm going to go July.
Yeah. July?
I don't know what you like.
Pops. Probs.
No big, well, like Guardians did, but yeah. That was the beginning of August. That was August, like, 1st.
Yep.
What else? You have anything else to say on Fantastic, Anthony?
No, I want to see how they're doing. I want to see if they can make Mr. Fantastic's stretchy limbs ability not look cheesy.
Oh, you mean, like, make it not actually cheesy?
Yeah. I was like,
I hope the opening scene when he gets his power is his stretchy erection. So just get that out of the way. People can have their laugh and then we're done.
And I hope that, like, it's not even like it's a subtle thing and he like turns around and knocks everyone over.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I wanted to get that joke in as fast as we can and out as fast as we can. Yeah.
How topical. Like, how apt.
Oh, it's on so many levels.
I know.
The only thing is, they're all really young.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Dr. Reed, I've always only seen him as an old dude.
No, he was young in the Ultimates.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
Have you ever read the Ultimates?
Not Fantastic Ultimates.
Yeah, he was young in that one. Mm. He's, like, really nerdy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's different. I guess it's just weird. Whatever. Annie, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week, it started out of Awesome Games Done Quick. These guys were doing like Tetris speed runs.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the guys, Kevin Burrell, he has become the first person outside of Japan to become a Tetris Grandmaster.
Oh, this story. Yeah.
So there's a game, Tetris Grandmaster 3. Tetris the Grandmaster 3. And I think so outside of Japan, no one has reached Grandmaster status. And in the game, you have like a profile, you save it, and the more Tetris you play, the more points you get, and you can have the chance to rank up and stuff. There's a bunch of crazy, like, I guess, rules and things you have to do. You have to get like a Tetris every 100 levels. You have to beat it within a certain time, because if you go too fast or too slow, and stuff like that. But it's just, it's a really crazy run. The whole run itself is like 7 minutes, I want to say.
Mm.
So it's not a long watch. And after the halfway point, blocks are just dropping instantly, and they come faster and faster.
Mm.
Until at one point, because one of the requirements for you to get the Grandmaster status is that once you you clear all the levels, there's a credit sequence. Mm. And during that credit sequence, you're still playing, but all the blocks are invisible. Mm. So you have to remember where they are, and you have to remember where you place them. And in that sequence, I believe you have to get 2 Tetrises, which is clear 5 lines at once.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so it's all these insane requirements. It's like the game just hates people who play Tetris, but he managed.
Is the stick 5 blocks?
The stick is 5 blocks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's you have to get 2 of those while the blocks are invisible.
Cool.
So it's insane. It's just a really awesome run. And so yeah, check it out.
Neat.
USA, USA, USA.
I'm honestly just more impressed about learning about how you get it. I don't really care.
Like, wait, like how you get
the status?
Just the status, like all the rules and requirements.
Okay. Not, I don't really care that some white dude did it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Or I don't care that anybody did it. To be honest, but the rules behind it is interesting.
Okay, but yeah, that's it.
That's your pick?
I believe. Did you guys hear that they're gonna remake, or they want to remake Ghostbusters?
Yeah, it's the whole female cast.
Yeah, it's gonna be like all female cast.
They've all been cast.
Really? Yeah. I thought that was just they were thinking about it.
No, it's confirmed.
Cool.
Jenny McCarthy? Not Jenny McCarthy. Sorry. Who's the one in Bridesmaids?
Is it Jenna McCarthy?
What?
Is it Jenna McCarthy?
Is it?
The bigger girl?
The bigger girl.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. I thought it...
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Okay.
Think so? Is it?
No.
I'm just gonna look up.
Bryce. Jenny McCarthy sounds like a blonde.
Yeah, she is. It's this blonde you're thinking of. That's not her.
No.
Okay.
No. But the lead in Bridesmaids also was cast in Ghostbusters.
What's her name? Oh, she sang the cup song.
Mm.
Anna Kendrick.
No. She's not the lead in Bridesmaids.
Oh, Bridesmaids. Oh, Oh, what is her name in the Bridesmaids?
I should just look this up.
Yeah, I know.
This is Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy's the big girl.
There we go.
Bridesmaids. Oh, is it, Dang it. I forget now.
Hey, who else has been cast? They still have the same name.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, Egan, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Wiig.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Okay. There we go. Leslie Jones.
Okay.
Know who that is?
No.
Me neither. Kate McKinnon?
Nope.
Okay. I only knew the Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy one. But yeah, all female cat. Wait, do you guys like the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I like the first one.
I don't care. Like, I don't care about the Ghostbusters.
I'm not, like, crazy fandom over it, but I like that movie. It's a good movie.
Mm. Me neither. But I mean, I still like the movie. I like the animated show more.
Oh, so I hated the show.
When Slimer was their, like, right-hand buddy?
Yeah, but this is the song.
All I remember is Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Different.
Oh, he wasn't the Michelin Man?
No, he was Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh. Well, then.
Uh-huh. I remember that. It's like, what's the first thing you thought of? I don't know, I just thought of the first Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And it's like, now I have to fight it. It's like, don't think about anything. It's like, oh, I thought about something.
Wow, I have no idea what you guys are even
That's what happened, right?
Yeah, so there was like a ghost where...
Yeah, it was the bad guy. Yeah, it's like, yeah. And he was like...
Oh, and he thought about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man came to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to bust it.
Yeah.
I just hope that it's not an origin story. I hope we just walk into it and these are just some... It's like the norm. These are the people.
Like this is Ghostbusters 3?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But only it's girls, right?
Too many origin stories.
Yeah. And, like, they could be descendants, whatever, or kids.
What is this?
I don't really care, though. Whatever. I don't need an origin story.
With the something strange.
Oh, that's the Ghostbusters song, right?
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Oh, but does that mean, like, who's going to be that attendant girl that they have?
It's going to be a dude.
It's going to be a dude.
Samuel
Jackson. Oh, he's in The Kingsman. I kind of want to see that.
Oh, we were just talking about this
before you came.
Oh, okay. If you were here earlier, this is awful.
Yeah, you missed The Charge, Blade. You missed the original Jurassic World.
Ugh. Ugh. Scoff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of want to see The Kingsman, too.
Yeah.
I also kind of want to see Ted, too, even though I haven't seen Ted 1.
Ted 1 was okay.
Not in?
I'm not in for a second movie, but I thought Ted 1 was okay.
They have, like, really thick accents.
Yeah.
Is that very common. Is that a joke? Yeah. The one who does his voice, is it Seth...
MacFarlane? No, Seth... Wait, isn't that the guy who's...
This family
Spawn?
Guy. No. Oh.
Who does Spawn?
I think it's Seth MacFarlane, yeah.
Is the same person?
No, it's Todd MacFarlane.
Oh, Todd MacFarlane. Todd. All right.
Yeah.
And Seth MacFarlane is Family Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, speaking of movies and shows and stuff, Netflix, I don't know, a couple of years back, they showed the world that despite not having names associated with their accounts,
mm-hmm.
they could figure out who you are just by your viewing history because it was that unique. And it turns out the same thing is happening with shopping.
Okay.
And you know how
creepy
people can collect data on your shopping. Yeah. So they like look at Amazon, they always know what to show you.
Or they look at like purchasing history through credit cards.
Apparently they're so unique that it's like one in a million. You're like one in a million. Everyone.
Okay.
And so it sparked this whole issue about even though they don't know you, like complete anonymity does not mean complete privacy.
Yeah.
And they can track you down. And I just thought that's kind of creepy when you think about it.
Oh my God. Right?
It's very creepy.
That's like at the moment there's nothing's happening with it, but
I think it's crazy that people's viewing habits are so unique that this happens.
That they can pinpoint you?
Yeah, they can pinpoint you like that. Oh, like I thought everybody would be watching like one show or like there'd be a majority who is all watching the same thing.
It's enough that you have enough of it, like it's that one show that separates me and you and and it just keeps going, right? But with shopping, even just like what you decide to click on,
that's mess.
That's why I have my browser delete all my history and cookies after I close it.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I like the only... No, I can't be. I should be pretty in the clear. I mean, I look at a magic page 1 second, then porn the next. I'm sure I'm not the only one to do that.
No. You're not the only one.
But then afterwards, after the porn was done, we went to the Chris Evans page.
That's me.
That's you.
No, it's the stuff we do in between to get from point A to point B. Like, between magic and porn, like, where did you venture off in between?
Cat videos. Cat videos led to BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed led the top 10 actors that started this movie. One of them was Chris Evans, and I go to the Chris Evans Wikipedia page.
And then he starts for Chris Evans porn, and then he's where he needs to be.
And they're like, yeah, this is totally blatant.
Yeah. But I'm just saying. Maybe we don't need ID anymore.
That's creepy. Yeah.
And my other pick in relation to shopping things too, I will buy in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Lego have announced... So actually, Lego did this huge announcement announcing a Jurassic World Lego set, and they announced some more Star Wars stuff. But the big one, they announced the Lego Shield Helicarrier.
Hot.
How big is it?
4,000 pieces, I think. It's like...
Just for viewers, he's giving me a hand size.
3 feet. 3 feet.
That's pretty big.
Maybe 2.5. Two and a half to three. It comes with the whole helicarrier. And like there's one latch on it. When you move it, it moves all the four fans.
Oh, wow.
At the same time. It comes with all the movie-verse Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. So, Coulson with the gun, Fury, Black Widow, Hawkeye, and Colby Smulders.
Cool.
See Smolds?
Oh, and Captain America.
So Chris Evans.
It has to be, with the helmet.
And stuff. Oh, okay, okay.
But the interesting is, even though they made the helicarrier, it's not to scale with their minifigures. It's too small. So they've also included, and I think this is the first time they've done it, where like half-sized minifigures, and they're even smaller than Lego men.
Oh, okay.
And it comes like an army of S.H.I.E.L.D. dudes.
Hmm. I guess they go in like the caboose.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I want it.
I would just take those little ones and like spin the fans and like drop them through the fans.
I would put an Iron Man in there.
Yeah, true. To let them spin around.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's what I'd do. But yeah, I thought it was cool. And I'm assuming... Oh, they did release the price. $349.
What's the thing that you posted on Twitter?
$349?
Mm. Lego's expensive.
Yeah, Lego's really expensive.
Whoa. Lego's... I bought a Lego set this week.
Was that the one you posted on Twitter?
Yeah.
So what was that one again?
Emmett's double-decker couch.
Oh, yeah. It's a double-decker couch.
Yeah. Double-decker couch.
So you guys can all hang out and be buddies.
Yeah, man.
Man, that movie's great.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, just that, $20.
That, wow, that was $20?
Yeah, jeez. Lego's expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. If you compare it to, like, Mega Bloks, Mega Bloks is, like, yeah, it's fine, $9.
Duplo?
Get in that Duplo train.
Isn't that still Lego?
I think so, but I think Duplo is, like, way cheaper.
For kids? No, it's the same. Maybe you're right, I don't know. Regardless.
I'm going based on, like, assumptions. I have no actual insight to what Legos cost.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Leading building block manufacturers are expensive.
Yeah, and for a factory that has their whole process automated, it's like, what are they doing? Why is this so expensive?
I don't know. I didn't even realize, like, fans go nuts over every time they release a block in a new color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just paint it. I don't get it.
But then it's too thick and it doesn't fit flush. What the fuck? I don't know. The extra layer of paint.
Who cares? when it's stuck together, it's stuck together. No one cares. Anything else you guys want to point out that happened this week? Anything interesting?
Nah, dog.
Nah. Nah, son.
No. No big newsies. Other than this
wicked... sounds like a pajama.
Yeah. Other than this wicked snowstorm.
Yeah.
Yo, this snowstorm sucks.
Yeah. It's currently happening.
So I was driving.
It's the worst!
And I was having so much fun.
I almost died.
I was like on the highway going...
I was coming on the highway and there were at least five to seven accidents on my way home.
Dang.
It was crazy.
Dang. Huh. When I drove, there was no one there.
Yeah, I had to get, like, the traffic got really bad on the highway, so I had to, like, get off and take inner roads to bypass all the stuff.
Cool. Sucked. Neat.
Don't live in Canada.
That sucks.
I'm gonna drive home. God damn it.
That sucks. That really sucks. Anyways, it's been 12 weeks. Let's talk about driving. Today, I was driving home from this toy show I went to.
What? What's it called?
That's called the Ontario Collectors Con.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You seem so out of it.
Some dude was there that was signing graphs. Autographs.
Did you get an autograph?
No.
Did you get a graph?
Nah.
Was it you? Were you charging autographs?
I may have charged a little bit.
Type V3 of YouTube fame is going to be at our convention.
I totally was there. And I totally bought stuff.
So what did you buy?
I bought a pop.
Why? Vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because it was Captain Malcolm Reynolds, and I was like, I've never seen this one. I'm going to buy this one.
Now you're going to see it everywhere.
I know. Actually, no, because I went around looking at other tables, and I'm like, no, we don't have those.
And you're like, oh, no.
I'm like, what?
Oh, no, yes.
And then, unique. And the one I bought from, I bought the last one, he's like, oh, yeah, I also had the other characters, but they already sold. I'm like, well, thanks. You're a big help.
Just to let you know, you missed your chance.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so it was cool. It was fun.
Was it only toys? Like, did they have other vendors? Like, I don't know, like...
They had the artist alley stuff. Some people selling knitted goods.
Knitted.
You know, like hats.
Oh, okay.
Mitts. Gundam kits.
Knitted Gundam kits? That'd be the best.
Someone was selling this beaded baby Groot.
Huh.
Like, made out of beads in a potted plant.
Huh. Groot's a hot commodity right now.
Yeah. Can't really get her name?
Hmm?
Is it a guy or a girl selling it?
It's a girl.
Can we get her name? Because I think a friend of mine does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It might have been her.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with the story. I know there was something I want to talk about that happened here, but it is completely slipping my mind.
The snowstorm is taking it out of us today.
Yeah, like...
Yo, you bought a Mega Drive thing.
I did, but that wasn't what I was going to talk about.
No, what?
Because there was...
The thing happened? Like, someone get into a fight?
No! Whatever.
Ooh, there's a Fast and the Furious 7 spot on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah?
We got to see that after.
Okay, I guess we got to see that after. Whatever. If it comes back to me, whatever. Okay. I'll tell you what I did with my week.
What did you do?
I watched an anime.
Again?
Hmm?
Thanks to...
Actually, this was not on Crunchyroll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry, Crunchyroll. I cannot do my due diligence and sponsor Crunchyroll here on this podcast.
But we can still say Crunchyroll's name at least four times.
Yeah, sorry, Crunchyroll.
Five.
So the anime I didn't watch on Crunchyroll was... it's a little over a decade old. It's called Ghost in the Shell,
ooh,
: Stand Alone Complex.
That's the one with that girl who has, like, blue hair?
Purple.
Purple hair?
Purple hair. She's a cyborg.
And there's, like, tank spiders that talk.
Tachikomas?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I only watched the first couple episodes. This anime's pretty good. I see why it has so much acclaim.
So, like, I've always seen stuff like, what's the overall gist of that show? Like, what's the... arc overarching story.
I don't know what the big arc is right now, but at the moment, you follow the group of Section 9.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of like black ops for the government. They can do this. And they just... I want to say they're kind of like a mercenary division, but they work for the government, so they just do all the tough stuff. Mm. But it takes place in the near future, so it's very cyberpunk, a little noir. It's got a lot of, she's got a lot of style. Hmm. But that's not what I want to talk about. The only thing I want to talk about is her character design. Mm-hmm. This girl, badass assassin, army chick, can use all the weapons, doesn't wear pants.
Yo, because pants get in the way.
She wears a combat jacket.
Because you got to put stuff in it. It's got pockets. It's
like... She wears basically like a pink one-piece bathing suit. Then she throws on a combat jacket. And then she has thigh-high leggings and combat boots. And like a Batman-style utility belt.
So what you're telling me is that it's like your favorite wardrobe choice?
No, it's the worst. I actually really hate it. It bugs me.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't... And it's not the fact that she's super sexualized or anything.
Isn't she the robot?
Cyborg.
Okay.
So she's a human with...
Partial... She's like... Yeah. She's more human than machine?
I'd say she's 50-50.
Okay.
Regardless, it bugs me because there's... I just wish someone would address it or if there's some sort of context for it. It's like this really serious sci-fi show and she's not wearing pants and no one bats an eye. They're just like, oh, that's Motoko, yeah. She's that hardcore killer. Uh-huh. And maybe, she's like crotch in your face with no pants on.
Maybe that's why. Maybe she's like, I don't want to tell her that the last guy who told her that, yo, it's probably cold, you should put some pants on.
And like the show doesn't have like fan service or anything. She just doesn't wear pants.
She's a strong, independent cyborg, okay? She don't need to be validated
There's
by you.
There's this one point where she puts on a full-on, like, combat suit. She looks like Solid Snake, only a girl. And I'm like, oh, this is great.
Still no pants?
No. She has the pants. Okay. And then immediately, she's like, takes it off. Like, what's up?
She needs to not have pants.
Yeah. So then I've heard that in the second season, she gets pants.
Ooh, that sounds...
That's something to look forward to.
Sounds lovely.
I look forward to it. And then I saw the picture. And it's the tightest pants I've ever seen.
His pants are painted on.
Man, she's like, wow, you got a nice ass, but again.
Just, like, are they just leggings?
Pretty much. Okay. They're pink legging pants.
With combat army boots?
Yeah, and she's still wearing the one-piece bathing suit. So, like, the sides of her shirt look cut out because it looks like a bathing suit.
Weird.
It's weird.
Anime fashion's weird.
Someone told me that it's because the writer is, or the artist, the character designer, he does a lot of...
Hentai?
I don't want to say that.
Edgy?
There we go. Yeah, a lot closer to that.
Okay.
But yeah, I only find it weird because it's just her character. Like, the rest of her unit, gruff dudes.
Is that one guy with, like, robot eyes?
Yeah, Bato, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't understand. Also, everyone who's been telling me to watch this told me to go with the dub.
Yeah.
Because it's apparently pretty complex.
Yeah.
And the dub's really good. So I watch the dub. Dub fucking sucks. Listen, I'm an adult and I can read. I'm okay with the subs, guys. I'm out. Done. That was my week.
I don't know. Are there any occasions where you like the dub over the sub?
Yeah. G-Gundam.
G-Gundam, you like the dub over the sub?
Yeah.
Like, I like the dub in Full Metal Alchemist over the sub.
Interesting.
Yeah. Same with Initial D.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the dub more.
Is it because of the cheese factor?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It just adds to it. It really does.
The G-Gundam dub is
I don't think I've ever heard the G-Gundam dub.
You've never heard the G-Gundam dub?
No, I've only got the
when
sub.
You switch between them, like, when you watch G-Gundam in Japanese, it just gets cooler.
Yeah.
But when you watch it in American, it's like, yeah, this is it. This is where you want to be. Yeah. It's just so out there. Yeah. Everything is so forced. Rain!
Sharding! Gundam! Oh, so it's, like, ironically good.
Yeah!
Okay. Yeah.
You'll never get away!
Oh, it's horrible! But that's why it's great.
Oh, man, maybe I have to see it.
Especially when, like, they say their attacks, but it's still in Japanese.
Yeah, because it's a super robot show.
But is it just, like, an American guy saying a Japanese phrase?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Foon Psyche!
Yeah.
Yes!
Masturbation.
Never hit me, Domo.
Master! Master!
Oh, my God. Alright, I gotta say this.
Oh, the best though. And it's the line that said most in the show is Kyoji!
Oh yes, brother, it's brother.
Darth Brooder.
Yeah. Schwartzbruder.
Or Schwartzbruder. I need to watch G Gundam again. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Oh, and his lines, too, especially when he's saying shiny finger lines, way better in English.
Yeah.
This hand of mine glows with an awesome power. This loud roar tells me to defeat you. Yeah, it's off, man. I'm going to watch it
tonight. Yeah, you have the DVDs, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. Me and Blaze spent the whole summer watching them. It's so good.
That dub is, it's magical.
It is something special.
If you've never experienced G Gundam the dub, do yourself a favor.
Oh, yeah.
I think I gotta do that when I go home tonight. Watch G-Gundam. Just, like, immediately.
It's really good.
It's too good.
Yeah. Because, like, you lose a lot, too. Like, Chibidi's supposed to be, like, super racist, but, like, you can't... Everybody just sounds like him in the dub. Yeah. Like, in Japanese, you get it, right? Because it's like, yo, Japanese guy. But in this one, it's like, hey, Domon. And
it's like, hey, you, Japanese guy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Oh. And the names are good, too. For all the Gundams, yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, this show's awesome,
man.
Albeit worse, it's a classic.
All about that tequila Gundam.
Classic. All right, Anthony, tell me, what'd you do with your week?
I watched some anime. Like, I actually watched it.
You watched anime?
It's crazy.
Whoa!
Based on Vince's recommendations, I watched The Rolling Girls,
and
I watched Death Parade.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I'm caught up with both.
Really?
Yeah. And I really enjoy both of those series. Good. So I guess I'll start off with The Rolling Girls because it's just super light.
Mm.
Like, I'm not going to go through what...
What's happening?
What the gist of it is because you explained it already.
Yeah.
But that whole style, I love the characters. It's just like a roving... They're going to be like a roving gang of...
You mean they're going to be like girls rolling around?
Yeah, just cruising the world, man. Yeah. On their awesome motorcycles. And just like... The first episode left a huge, like... I guess left a really big impact in whether or not I wanted to watch it more. Because of the first, like, the opening fights.
Yeah.
The flower petal explosions.
Yeah.
Like...
It's good.
The series is like...
She fights with a paperclip?
She fights with a paperclip, and then the other girl's just a Green Ranger.
Yeah.
But, like, it's ridiculous in not, like, a super robot way, where these powers are just unbelievable, and they're, like, destroying continents. It's just... It's ridiculous in, like, a fun way. Mm. It's, like, a very lighthearted show, which is, like, a big change from... Or a big shift from Death Billiards.
Yeah.
Which is just super dark.
Mm.
And, like... Who is really a good person, and like, and even so, the thing with Death Parade that I didn't know was, I thought there when they decide who goes to heaven, who goes to hell, I thought that was like an absolute judgment, it's absolute in that I guess absolute is the wrong term to use. So like, once they get sent to where they're going, they go there.
Yeah,
but it's more of I thought this person who would send them would be all knowing. And know for sure who is the bad guy and who is the good guy. Yeah. But it's not the
case. He's like a judge.
He's like a judge, and he has to go based on what information he gets from the games.
Yeah.
And he has to decide there.
Yeah.
And it's not... And he has, like... he can get people's memories and stuff, but it's not always 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's kind of, like, unsettling when you hear, like, he accidentally sent someone's soul to the void when that person was really the better out of the two, or, like, the one that was more pure or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I really, this show is also very good, just in a different way. It's just more psychological. It's a lot of fun to think about and to talk about with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sort of the reason why I'm watching it. For the conversation. I don't really enjoy it.
Like, you don't enjoy the scenarios that happen, or?
Cause I almost never agree.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to also pass, like, that's the thing when I'm also trying, I'm not. Also being like, if I were in his shoes, I would choose this person. Like, I haven't really been doing that.
Yeah.
I've just been watching it more for, like, just the interactions between two people and, like, how people can change when put under dire straits rather than being focused on the people running the bar.
Yeah, like the first episode?
Yeah.
I was like, why don't they both go to hell? These are just evil people. Go to hell. Get out of here. And then, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's cool to see, because I originally watched Death Billiards when it was an OVA, and it's cool to see that fleshed out into a whole series, because I thought it was a very interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I've been doing is playing Costume Quest 2.
That was on sale.
Yeah, it was on a flash sale on the PSN store. It's like $3. Follow-up, obviously, to Costume Quest. And it's just, I don't know, like, this game is very simple. There's, like, no depth to the Costume Quest series. It's just kind of like a fun ride.
Yeah.
You play as this brother-sister combo. They are trying to save Halloween and save Halloween for the rest of the world. So in the first game, they had to save Halloween from these monsters called the Grubbins, who are trying to steal all the candies for themselves. They're kind of like trolls, I guess. but in this one, one of their town's dentists, Dr. White, hates Halloween and hates candy.
Of course he would.
Yeah, because he's a dentist, right? And he wants kids to brush their teeth all the time. And so he gets in contact with a Time Lord, and he goes back in time.
A Time Lord?
Yeah, a Time Lord.
You mean like...
Like, there's a monster that his whole thing is that he can travel through time.
Never mind.
So he strikes a deal with this dude. The dentist strikes a deal with him so that he can change the past so that Halloween is never a thing anymore. And, like, costumes are illegal, candy is illegal, and they've outlawed Halloween. Mm. So you have to go, you have to travel through different time zones and try and save Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. It's it gets pretty wild, but the thing, I mentioned it on Twitter, but this game is very, like, now that I've been working with kids for a certain period of time.
Yes.
I'm realizing how accurate this game is to depicting the, like, not, like, a mental state or just, like, how accurately it depicts children. Okay. So there was one scene where you go into the future where candy is banned and stuff, and you're in a classroom setting, and they're trying to, like, teach you this false information about Halloween. Mm-hmm. But, like, some of the kids, like, there's, like, little comedy outbursts where a kid is like, okay, Jimmy, can you answer this question? And he just yells fart, like the word fart. And then everybody laughs because they're children. And I can't tell you, like, how many times that has happened at my job. Where, like, half of me just wants to laugh, and then the other half is like, I can't, because, like, I have to be an adult.
You don't have to.
I don't have to, but he yelled fart, and that's pretty funny. and just, like, other, it's very, they're pretty much the most witty kids you've ever.
That, like, doesn't sound,
yeah,
real.
Yeah, like, the two main characters aren't.
Okay.
Like, they're more of, like, to relate to the older demographic that's probably playing this game. But the kids within the world are still very kid-like, right? But, like, the humor is very smart. Even the way they use the time travel mechanic in the storyline, like, very early on, it's not a spoiler, really. You see why Dr. White hates candy so much and the reasons why it would lead to this, to him being like that as an adult and stuff like that. The battle system is very simple. It's just one attack. Each you get costumes,
yeah,
and each costume is a different power. So you get, like, a superhero costume, a clown costume, and then when you battle, you become those costumes. So you become, like, a big clown or become a big superhero. And each class has one attack and one super, and then you're just hitting enemies on the other side, and it's all timing based when you hit them.
Interesting.
And the way battles work is that you go trick or treating, just like in the first game. So you walk up to a door, you knock on it, and it's either a parent who will give you bonus candy, or it's a So far, it's a time. It's a time minion who's trying to stop you from ruining their plans. But it's really enjoyable for as simple it is. I'm really enjoying it still. I don't think this game is for everybody. Like, I don't think you would enjoy it, Vince. Like, I don't think Blade would enjoy it.
No, I tried the first one. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's more the same, just with kind of a more crazy storyline. And then I've been playing I finished Saints Row: Get Out of Hell. Saints Row 4.
Oh, I think I read your review.
Did you read it, or do you just scroll down to the score? Because
I looked at the number.
Yeah, this game, like, isn't that good.
Okay.
It's more so, it's very disappointing in comparison to Saints Row 4.
God, you make it sound like you're my mom.
Yeah,
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
That's kind of it. Like, I was just disappointed throughout the whole game.
What's so funny? It's
funny. So in Get Out of Hell, you're still the Saints. You're Johnny Gat. The main character of 4, or all the previous Saints Row games, gets taken through a portal to hell and is being forced by the devil to marry her daughter.
Cute.
So you have to, as Johnny Gat or as the other character, Kinsey, you have to save the main character from 4 from the devil's clutches. So you go to hell, and there's an open world that's all hell-themed. There's lava and fire. And you meet up with different people that were in previous Saints Row games, but also just, like, historical figures. So you get missions from Shakespeare, or you get missions from Vlad the Impaler, and stuff like that. And then they have their own little... Like, they're very short missions. Like, there's not a lot of content in this game. Like, I think I beat it. I beat the game, the story mission, in about 3 hours, 3.5 hours. And then I 100%ed the game in about 7 hours.
Seven.
So there's not a lot of content in this game at first. And then also, like, the content that is there, when I compare it to even, not even, like, the full game of Saints Row 4, but just, like, the DLC.
Yeah.
That the stuff that isn't the standalone expansion, like, that stuff is much funnier, and I think it's just better straight up than Get Out of Hell.
So what you're saying is the full Saints Row experience is better than this standalone bite-sized version. Interesting.
When you say it like that, it sounds weird, but it's just like, it's nothing about, like, there are, like, one or two moments where I chuckled. There's no okay. Like, the dialogue is super weak. Even though it is a standalone expansion, like, there's still some sort of bar you hold it up to because of the previous games.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just didn't enjoy it at all.
I
enjoyed it a little bit, not I hated it.
Is the time up for Saints Row?
I think, I don't know where Saints Row can go from here.
Okay, it's
because Saints Row. Like, they ended the 4 storyline in such a way where they can do things like Get Out of Hell.
Yes.
Where they can just send you to hell. And, like, yeah, it totally makes sense. Because they gain the power to time travel at one point. And they're, yeah, like, and they're floating through space.
What's the point?
Yeah, right? So they're just, like, these self-aware, fourth-wall-breaking cast and crew.
Interesting.
That are, like, totally aware of themselves.
Interesting.
And so, like, either you can, like, just do a whole reboot. Or you can do something weird and try and ground it back in reality, mm-hmm. where you're mm-hmm. not just jumping buildings and flying around like crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you don't have, like, I think Saints Row 4 now, the PS3 version, or I guess Xbox 360 version, is about as much money as Get Out of Hell. So just get that.
Cool.
Yeah, and then they came out with that remastered edition, I guess, with all the DLC and stuff. Mm. So. Those are way better uses of your time. So.
Cool.
Sounds yeah.
Sounds good.
And... Oh. No, whatever. I played Prototype 2.
I'm going to go with that's a bad game.
It's fucking terrible.
Sounds like you just spent a week playing bad games.
No, Costume Quest is good. I like Costume Quest.
Okay, fine. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then more Final Fantasy, son. Level 44, so almost at that...
You and me both know that's not a game.
That's the time sink.
Yeah. It's just a lifestyle at this point.
Yeah, I'm almost level 50.
Wow.
I'm getting there. I'm
level 25.
You'll be where we are soon.
I barely played this week.
Which is crazy, because you're level 25. But
what?
Weren't you, like, level 20 before?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, how fast you gain levels in this game, like...
Yeah.
Again, there's not really a grind.
Yep. Blavin, did you play video games this week?
I did.
Wow.
Computer games.
What?
I was playing StarCraft.
PC trying to get race.
Better. Yeah, I was trying to get better, and just realized I'm really bad at the game. Losing a lot. Like, a lot.
StarCraft's hard.
So I'm trying to beat the AI.
You didn't exactly pick the easiest game.
Yeah. You also didn't pick the easiest race, either.
I'm also trying to beat the computer. I can't beat the computer.
Oh, man.
At hard, it keeps resetting me to medium. And I beat the... I'm better than the medium computer, but not good enough to kill the hard
one. I hate that. Oh, I know what that feels like. Yeah.
It's like, the computer is so, like... It's, like, so, like, godlike, because, like... I watch its production, and it's like, whoa. It's doing everything it needs to do at all times.
Point.
Yeah, it's just, like, on point.
It knows.
But that's the thing. It's like, some people are just better than the computer, right? So, like, that's insane to me. Like, I can only get focused on one thing at a time. It's like, man, my economy's sweet. My front base is getting attacked. That's okay. I got tons of minerals. Or it's like, man, I'm battling. It's like, man, I should really attack with more dudes. Oh, wait, I didn't make more dudes while I was battling. Of course.
Oops.
I'm totally dead. Oh, yeah. So it's like, the thing is that I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do, what units are good, what units are
good. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And I just need to play more, I think. Because then my friends are like, oh, hey, there's this unit. It's like, oh, I was using this unit to fight them. It's like, yeah, like, you know, those units are okay, but they're weak against them. I'm like, That explains a lot. That explains why legions of them could not kill one of them. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I just need to learn, like, especially since the race I play is very reactive, like, you need to scout a lot, and I just don't scout.
And you play the Zerg, right?
I play a Zerg, yeah. So there's three different races. There's the humans, which are called Terran. There's...
that makes sense, yeah.
The Protoss, which is...
alien.
Yeah, Protoss, which is more like the Predator, I guess. More advanced aliens. They have, like, technology and whatnot. And then there's the Zerg, which are more insect-like, which is kind of akin to the aliens of aliens lore.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, disgusting-looking stuff. Yeah, so... And basically, yeah, so the Terran focuses on, you know, a lot of guns and whatnot and technology and, like, not bio units, like, mechanical units. Mm. And the Protoss, like, do, like, they have shields. All their guys cost, like, a lot of money, but they're really tough because they're really advanced. And the Zerg, it's, like, they're really cheap, but there's, like, a lot of them. Oh. And they're, like, weak individually, but you can, like, swarm people with them. And, yeah, I just have to learn how to, like... So I played with my friend, and he gave me, like, the basic rundown on how to play against each of the different races, including the mirror match. And then after that, I had significantly more success against the computer. Hmm. But it's just the fact that I needed some direction as to where to go, right? Like, just after the beginning opening, I'm just like, what do I do now?
That's the problem with those games. You always need a friend to get you in.
It's a big, like, skill, I guess, to get
through. No, I mean, it's a learning curve, right? I mean, it's you have to know about everything. Like. Yeah. You don't only have to know about how to play your race, but you have to know how to play against other races. Because, like, opening builds aren't viable against these kind of races and stuff like that. So it's something that you just need to experience and need to learn for yourself. But, yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I mean, I used to play StarCraft when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, I mean, all I did was just cheat and just make a huge army and just attack the computer. I think it was the funniest thing. But now it's like there's way more skill and way more, micromanaging and stuff like that involved. And I find myself a lot immersed. And a lot of the games last actually very quickly, because once they cripple you, they pretty much cripple you, unless you're really, really godlike and you just come back from it. But, I mean, once your initial force has been wiped out and they, like, make it to your base, it's, like, it's pretty much GG's at that point, right?
Sounds good.
So it's all different. Another thing I've been doing is that I watched the movie Rush again.
Good movie.
Yeah, they sold it at... The first day it came out, it was on sale for half price, so I bought it.
Yeah.
And I watched it for every day since then. I don't know why, but I like the movie. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me jealous. I want to be James Hunt.
Everybody wants to be James Hunt.
I know. Playboy. Mm. But he was back, like, in the 60s. Like, they even allowed him to have a lighter on board the airplane.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's crazy.
What, there was no safety laws?
Yeah, it's just like, who cares, right? Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I like that movie a lot. Definitely recommend it. And if you're, in case you're wondering what it's about the F1 rivalry between Niki Lauda and James Hunt. It's like 1976?
Yeah, 76.
Yeah. 76, but it's a good dramatic movie on its own. So
yes.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Olivia Wilde's in it too.
She is.
And then, the last thing I did is that I watched some Crunchyroll, actually.
You watched Crunchyroll?
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, I just realized that it was on there, but I don't know... I can watch it, but I don't know why it doesn't ask me to subscribe. I also want to subscribe to it. Because it says I can watch the things, but I can try it for a 14-day free trial without ads.
Oh.
Anyway, I...
That's right. That's how Crunchyroll is. I know you're talking about now.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have a subscription.
Okay.
You just have regular Crunchyroll.
What, you can just watch stuff?
Yeah, but it's ad-supported.
Yeah.
Like, ads run through the middle.
So I can just live through that?
Yeah, but you don't get the latest episodes.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Huh.
And you don't get it in HD.
Whatever, man. I'm not like you guys. So I've been watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, this third season. I've been watching... What was that? Majestic Prince?
Oh, yes.
And I've also been watching... Please. What?
I'm hoping the last one is the one I want to hear you say.
Fates...
No.
Fates Zero.
Never mind.
Or Fates Day Night.
Nope.
What did you say? I was going to say?
Psychano. How to Train Your Boring Girlfriend.
No. So basically a lot of these, there's a lot of actually stuff that's on there that I didn't expect to be on there. One of them was Ashita no Joe, which is an old boxing manga from like the 1980s. Mm. And it's on there, the anime series. And that was like the original like boxing one before Ippo. And they also had Galaxy Express 999, which is another old one by the guy who did like Captain Harlock and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
About this kid who... wants to get a robot body so he can live forever, and they heard that on the Galaxy Express 999, at the end of the line of that train, they give you a free body, so he gets on it. Yeah, and it's just his adventures going to each stop and like learning about people's problems and how basically you can't solve your problems even if you're immortal, right? Like, you still need to deal with them. So, yeah, and that's, like, an old, old one, too. So, it was interesting to see that they had all these, this old anime on there. I just feel like they had, they basically went through every site that did dubbing and put them all in one. Yeah. That's what it seems like, so. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, I'm enjoying it a lot. So, my brother's been loving it, so. Yeah, that's been my week. Just that, playing some Magic here and there, and, yeah, trying to, you know, get myself into the GSL at StarCraft so I can be number one Team Canada.
We're rooting for you.
Oh, get absolutely. those Korean sponsorships.
Absolutely.
Yay. Hotness. I don't know.
It's the snowstorm, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's ruining us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's this weather. Sure.
I'm also kind of hungover, so.
I'm just tired, to be honest. I'm just tired. I think that's it for the show, though.
Yeah.
And you guys really want to watch that Fast 7 trailer and talk about it?
Like, should we do it now?
Nah. I don't even know if it's up, so.
It's up.
Oh, is it? Did you just check?
Yeah, it's up.
Dead air.
I'm going to say it next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. That's how I feel. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Glad you guys had an entertaining time, listener.
Yeah. Now, hopefully this will be my last episode because I'll die on the way home.
Oh yeah, you both have to drive home.
Yeah, and I'll get killed by a Yeti. This is prime Yeti hunting time. I'm coming out of the woodwork. Like, this is it.
For a second there, I was searching my mind. I'm like, what animal's a Yeti?
You guys are out of it, eh?
Yeah, no, and I'm like, what is he talking about? Is this like some sort of moose? And then is this some sort of Canada joke? And then I'm like, oh, wait, Bigfoot.
True.
Oh, Littlefoot.
I thought Bigfoot and a Yeti were different.
Okay, Littlefoot, where's that from? Yeah.
What did you think? We didn't know?
I don't know.
What was the Triceratops name?
Girl.
No, oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Girl, Shana. Dinosaur.
Shana.
I can't remember. Shana.
I can't remember. Three-horn.
That's what they called them.
No.
The three horns and the long necks.
Is that what it was?
I thought so.
Oh, I can't remember. I remember Petrie.
What if Littlefoot makes a cameo in Jurassic World?
Oh my god, and they get eaten?
Yeah.
By the opposable thumbs, man.
Well, they're in the trailer, right? Those kind of dinosaurs?
Yeah. But I mean, like, what if there's a dead baby long neck? Because you know in the trailer, they're like, oh, he's killing for sport.
Oh, then you just see it and, like, the internet will just label it as Littlefoot.
No, you see the dog tag color as Littlefoot.
And that pterodactyl who picked up that chick was Petrie.
Yeah. Oh!
I just want to be your friend.
I'm saving you!
This could be the greatest movie. This could be it. I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Who are you waving goodbye to, Blaven?
Hey, hopefully your Super Bowl predictions happen. You guys made a bunch of money.
Did we vote?
I don't know.
Toronto
Raptors.
Yo, man. Toronto Raptors almost lost yesterday.
Yeah. You see the new logo?
Yeah. Looks like a toonie. How Canadian.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
I like it, though. It's like a raptor grabbing a ball.
I'm surprised the Toronto Raptors don't have like an advertising tie-in with the new Jurassic Park.
Oh, they will.
They will. Trust me. They will.
Chris Pratt be like, I'm a Raptor Bros.
He's going to hang out with Drake.
Yeah,
he's gonna be a Raptors.
Whatever. It's not a cool shirt.
What?
It was Toronto Raptors, but it was Grimlock from Transformers, the dinosaur.
He's not a raptor.
I know.
That's okay.
But I just thought that's cool. Would never buy it or wear it, but I mean,
maybe it'll be a phone wallpaper.
Yeah. Nah. I'm just saying it's cool. But yeah, you can reach us at tnib.letters@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, comments, and anything else. Also, google.com is your friend. Search out 300 in the basement. First 500 pages is us. And that's it. If you don't hear from us next week, it's because the snowstorm consumed our lives. Took us all out.
Took our homes away.
And we became homeless, serverless, and recordless.
That's sad.
For myself, Blaven, and Anthony... And TJ running the producing role. We've been your three nerds in the basement. Goodbye forever.